Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Imogen with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, Snapchat may be excluded from the government's social media ban for children under 16 due to ambiguity over how social media is defined. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says that Snapchat may be argued as a messaging service rather than a social media platform, granting it leeway from the inclusion. The government will review the criteria of the Online Safety Act to assess whether this potential outcome aligns with the goals of protecting youth from digital harm.
The next story contains mentions of sexual abuse. Listener discretion is advised. Jeremy Greaves, Brisbane's most senior Anglican, has released a statement this morning regarding the resignation of Justin Welby, a spiritual leader of 85 million Anglicans worldwide who did not take action against the church's most prolific serial abuser. Greaves says, "The victim survivors, as always, must be the focus of our concerns. Victim survivors must always be the priority of the whole church. Any covering up of abuse will not be tolerated." Greaves revealed last year when he was appointed Archbishop that he too was a victim survivor of child sexual abuse. He remains committed to changing the culture of Brisbane churches, which report the highest number of sexual abuse complaints nationwide.
In national news, a survey of over 3,000 migrant women shows that 51% have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. The survey also found that their bosses are reportedly the most common perpetrators. However, 3 out of 4 women did not report these incidents due to fears of losing their visa. These women have reported a culture of intimidation within their workplace, commonly experiencing inappropriate comments and jokes, as well as intrusive questions. Many reported in the survey that those who tried to defend themselves face further adversity, such as bullying, underpayment, having shifts cut, or even being fired. A 2022 Australian Human Rights Commission study recommended the establishment of independent migrant worker centres in all states, as well as introducing visa protections so that women can report harassment without fear.
The Victorian Curriculum and Assessment Authority have made a major production error regarding their publication of the initial pages of VCE examinations. Users on a Reddit web forum have discovered that when highlighting the text on the VCAA publication that provides instructions to students, a simple copy and paste to another document reveals identical questions to the ones on the actual 2024 VCE exams. While the VCAA denies that this error has compromised the VCE examinations, Shadow Education Minister Jess Wilson says it's incredibly unfair for students who work and study so hard for their exams to have their exams' integrity put in question.
In international news, The Guardian has announced this morning it will be pulling its presence off Elon Musk's social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. The Guardian made a statement surrounding their concerns over the far-right conspiracy theories and racism content which were rampant on the platform. They say the coverage of the US election and Elon Musk's political influencing solidified their decision, seizing content on now over 80 accounts which have approximately 27 million followers. They have labelled X as a toxic media platform and playing a diminishing role in promoting their work.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach high, 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.
Make your creative vision a reality at SAE University.